Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are guest-free on 5-5 this Tuesday. 5th day of May, 2015, worldwide transmission. Again, thank you so much for joining us. We are going to have wide open telephones throughout the 3 hours because I didn't take any phone calls Sunday or yesterday on any issue. If you agree, if you disagree, if you hate my guts, if you love me, if you have a poem you want to read on air, you name it, it is free for all Tuesday. It could be free for all Wednesday if we announced it, but today is free for all Tuesday, and we will be taking your phone calls throughout the transmission. But the first quadrant of the broadcast today, the first hour or so, we are going to open the phones up to people that disagree. If you truly disagree, if you legitimately have a beef with this broadcast, if you think that we've gotten something wrong, or you think I'm making something up, or you want to accuse me of being a 14-year-old reptoid from the planet Pop-Tart, or a Vatican assassin, we would love to hear from you. It's just totally wide open, free for all today. But people that disagree legitimately, you are welcome to call in first, and we're going to keep the phone lines open. Now, that's always a problem because the network only has 6 phone lines. Here at my offices, we have, what is it, 20 phone lines? And so perhaps we should fire up our internal phone system. But again, don't call it unless you disagree in the first hour, because we want to actually let those people get through. And I don't want to hear a bunch of satire where people call in and act like they disagree with the broadcast, like I think Smitty's doing. I don't think he's for real. We've been sending messages on Facebook that, hey, I'm Smitty, I'm being a fake. Who knows, that could be fake. I want to hear from the real Smitties out there, and they've called before. I want to understand your mindset, like the folks that are accusing me of being a racist because I don't want to have a civil war with the police, and that I'm supposedly siding with police brutality when everybody knows I'm not, who actually pays attention to what we do. I see the Justice Department that's totally wicked. I see all these foreign globalist think tanks and front groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL pushing for what Al Sharpton's come out and promoted. Al Sharpton reveals federal agenda. Quote, we need the Justice Department to take over policing. That video is on Infowars.com. Totally have the feds in the states as we know it. That's already basically happened to a great extent. They just want to put the nails in the coffin as states begin to move in the direction of sovereignty. So when the feds torch Waco, who's going to oversee them? Well, then it's the UN. It's the UN saying we're not legalizing enough illegals and paying for all their welfare and having babies and jobs and the rest of it and letting them vote. The most spread-leg country in the world to immigration. Sorry about that allegory, but it's true. And it's not enough. And the UN is coming out saying that we need a federal police force under UN control. So once you federalize, you've basically globalized, and that's what the occupiers of this country want. Strangely enough, though, there's an article in the USA Today op-ed area by Glenn Harland Reynolds, who we should get on the show, saying, want a lawless police force? Federalize it. Yeah, you really want lawless? The feds are scary because they basically get away with things more than any other police agency. Are there big problems with state and locals? You bet your bottom dollar. Some departments are excellent. I don't just say it because I live here. Compared to other departments, Austin is excellent. Other areas like Albuquerque, nightmarish. nightmarish. But it's now being reformed. It's kind of hit rock bottom. We're going to hit that. Huge Jade Helm news, huge economic news, huge military news. It's all coming up.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the lean manufacturer and nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Why we're going to do this march from here to Washington. We need the Justice Department to step in and take over policing in this country. In the 20th century, they had to fight states' rights and to get the right to vote. We got to fight states' rights in terms of closing down police cases. Police must be held accountable. I don't think all police are bad. I don't even think most are bad. But those that are need to be held accountable.
Now, you heard it. Al Sharpton last night. And this is what I've been telling you. Obama is the closer, like the closing pitcher. He comes in to reignite racial division in the country. He comes in to make the people basically be so confused and fighting with each other that we're not even aware the country's been conquered by outside interests that totally run the federal government. One of the last hopes is to have the states line up and say no to that outside takeover. Are the states perfect? No. And under our federalist system, the states have half the power, the feds had half the power, and they shared the power. and half of the power was shared by the House in the legislative, the other half by the Senate, and the Senate was appointed by the states, by the elected legislatures. When they got rid of that in 1913 with the 17th Amendment and brought in the income tax and the private Federal Reserve, the globalist foreign banking cartel mothership had landed in the District of Criminals, and British intelligence began to take the country over completely. In 1922, they set up Pratt House in New York with the express aim of anglifying the United States that had been out of British control for 140 years. And 102 years later, they're in control. That doesn't mean the British people. No, it means the corporate, financial, Rothschild, Sachs, Coburg, Gotha elites. Starting in the 20s, they began to pay for newspaper and magazine ads promoting Anglophile culture. The Queen on tea sets. The coolest Astors and Vanderbilts would have royalty over to their homes and be in the silent newsreels. It was the coolest thing in the world. England had a Hollywood before we even had one and sent in Anglophile pro-British Empire propaganda to where you weren't considered part of the elite unless you took up all the British equestrian activities and affected what they call today an Atlantic accent that is buffooned and lampooned in Gilligan's Island with Thurston Howell. Thurston Howell the Third, oh, lovey! Thurston Howell's wife speaks with a British accent. That's what happened to our country. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we are under that system and are now part of that same global philosophy. That's why we follow the exact same policies under the exact same name, run by the exact same people. That's why it's the UK and the United States and the Rockefellers that founded the League of Nations, founded the United Nations, founded absolutely everything. Now, continuing here today, let's hear that one more time from Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton telling a press conference what the real goal is. In the 60s, we stopped states' rights. Well, no, really, that was Lincoln decided that the states had been conquered, but then that got reversed in Congress decades later. So they say that guns decided that the federal government has total control. Well, I say that's a tyranny. And I say, let's see you try to use guns again to do it. And I say we peacefully stand up with ideas and say no. But now Al Sharpton says it's going to be the police. And that means your local counties and your cities. That means your sheriffs that the feds have been for 50 years trying to fund initiatives at the state level to have your police departments take over your sheriff's departments. That is backwards. The counties are chartered by the state. The sheriffs are elected. If the municipal government, the lowest level of government, wishes to vote for the citizens to raise taxes to create a police force under municipal law, they are allowed to. But the sheriff's department
all over the country, which is why we're going to do this march from here to Washington. We need the Justice Department to step in and take over policing in this country. In the 20th century, they had to fight states' rights and to get the right to vote. We had to fight states' rights in terms of closing down police cases. Police must be held accountable. I don't think all police are bad. I don't even think most are bad. But those that are need to be held accountable.
And the only one to do that, the only group to do that, is the federal government itself, openly run by five foreign mega banks that own the private Federal Reserve. The Bank of England Consortium, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and you look at who owns the stock in those, it's the same private families that own the stock in the private 1913 Federal Reserve Charter. The Federal Reserve is just a private holding company with governmental quasi-power, but the shareholders are private, and it was in the newspapers in 1913 and never again. It's a state secret how much the Queen of England's worth, or how much the Queen of the Netherlands or the King of the Netherlands is worth. It's a state secret how much money the Federal Reserve's got and who owns it. And when Alan Greenspan gets asked about that, when he was the head of the Fed, he says, we're above the law. No one can investigate us. In fact, can we pull that clip up? Alan Greenspan says the Federal Reserve is above the law for new listeners. Congress makes the laws. Congress raises the taxes. How did we get to a private bank that calls itself the Federal Reserve? I mean, I could open a federal pizzeria and hire some New York Italians to run it. It'd probably have good pizza, but it wouldn't be federal. Just like Federal Credit Union isn't federal, or Federal Express isn't federal, or Federal Ammunition isn't federal. In the old days, a federal bank was trusted because you could redeem gold at them. So old-timers in 1913, who were just a few decades out of the last century and riding around on mules in the desert, they thought that sounded really credible. Well, that's a federal bank. That's what we need. It needs to run it. Not all these robber barons who they had running news articles all over the country saying they were against the Federal Reserve to trick the public into supporting it. They still couldn't get the support, if you go back and read the newspapers. So they passed it on December 23rd at 11:55 at night, a quorum call of three senators. You say, how'd they do it? That's the committee system. They got their underlings to vote in committee to let them be able to have a quorum call. They did a quorum call, and nobody was there at 11 o'clock at night. They'd all gone away for Christmas to eat turkeys and hams. This is the coup over the country. And you got Al Sharpton and George Soros and the White House and the Justice Department who shipped thousands of guns into Mexico, killed thousands of people, hundreds here, involved in Benghazi, funding ISIS, every crime you can imagine, saying they're taking over the media, internet kill switches, doubling black unemployment, massively increasing funding for black abortions. You talk about decimating the black community. But it doesn't matter. They'll get up there and go at every funeral Obama sends folks, or he goes, and Trayvon looks like his son, and he cares. Talk about manipulation, and now the answer is federalize the police. And funny, this happened in Baltimore with the mayor, who's one of three mayors on that commission on federalizing police with Obama, and it happened in a city where the entire city council, except for one person, is black. The police chief, last time I checked, was black. More than half the force is black. Three of the cops that supposedly killed this guy in wrongdoing are black. And then last night there was a backfire in downtown Baltimore, and people started rioting again, basically saying that people got out in the streets and got ready to start going crazy. Because the police said, okay, we think shots were fired by an officer. They believe the mob of people being manipulated who don't speak for most Baltimoreans. You can see the whole plan unfolding. I told you over and over again, and now they're saying it. And I can't believe that even USA Today has an article, want a lawless police force? Federalize it. And that says it all. Because if you have a federal government that's been captured, run by foreign interest, following UN treaties, shutting off the power plants outside of law, opening the borders outside of law, raising taxes, Obama says, outside of law with executive power, and you've got a dictatorial federal government that takes orders from foreign, corporate, and governmental interest, are you a conquered nation? We are, by the very definition, like colonial China or colonialized Africa or Latin America. We have been captured. We have been manipulated. We have been divided and conquered, as Martin Luther King warned.
This is a protest, and this is a riot. If you can't tell the difference, then you are part of the problem. InfoWars.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
So on Mother's Day, when the rest of you are doing tulips and daisies, Mark and I are taking his mom out to fire her brand new AR-15 built from her AR-15 rifle kit that he bought her at guns80.com for Mother's Day. Guess what? She actually helped put it together. She built the gun herself. Mark's mom is pretty awesome. So on Mother's Day, we're going to lunch and then we're going to the range, and Mark's mom is going to show us how it's done. Get your mom the perfect Mother's Day gift at guns80.com. Get an AR-15 kit. guns80.com. Go to guns80.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles.
Here's what Alan Greenspan has to say about the private Federal Reserve that has dominated this country through fraud. He says it's above the law.
What is the proper relationship, what should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter.
And that's done with a straight face by a mild-mannered, well-spoken, friendly little old man who takes his little doggy for walks. He actually headed up the cartel that launders over $1 trillion in drug money worldwide, $500 billion a year in North America alone. Look it up. So understand something. The private Federal Reserve, no oversight from any government agency, not Congress, nothing. It's private, but oh my gosh, we can't have the states have any independence. And we've got to have the world government through the UN, who's already telling the Justice Department what to do on guns, you name it, and on borders, telling us what to do with our police departments, with city councils we elect and we control. Oh, but it's all done to stop racism, right? We talked about it last week, and I said I wanted to get it organized and do it. If you want, I'll call the shots. I'll pick the day, the Planned Parenthood, or you guys could, and we need to send out folks and call for folks to join our reporters to hold up signs, Black Lives Matter outside of Planned Parenthood. Because Obama says black communities are basically at a disadvantage. They were actually at an advantage being suppressed. It made them stronger. I'm not saying that oppression was good. It just did what Nietzsche said and what Victor Hugo said and what Carl Jung said and every other philosopher and psychologist said, that prosperity makes monsters, adversity makes men. But we know now what's happened to the black community. It's been destroyed. And the very same science of control is being deployed now against everyone. And you can see it. American culture's dead. The family's pretty much dead. We're in free fall. We're a debtor nation with 100 million people on welfare. And we now have race, tribal politics, and total ignorance. And young people, I don't care what color they are, don't even talk to each other. They play video games and play on iPads all day. We are in free fall. Fighting with each other down the toilet. Let's go ahead and go to Al Sharpton with the next phase of the conquering of America.
We've been fighting it all over the country, which is why we're going to do this march from here to Washington. We need the Justice Department to step in and take over policing in this country. In the 20th century, they had to fight states' rights and to get the right to vote. We got to fight states' rights in terms of closing down police cases. Police must be held accountable. I don't think all police are bad. I don't even think most are bad. But those that are need to be held accountable.
Now, black unemployment's doubled. The number of blacks being put in prison has accelerated the last 7 years. Just look it up to all-time records. Just search. Blacks incarcerated all-time high. The social welfare net for inner-city blacks has been removed partially. But it's okay because Obama is supposedly black. I guess he is part African. I guess we're all kind of African at the end of the day. That's where humans, they believe, originated. But then if you expand on that, the federal prisons are full of black people. But it's okay because, see, notice the last attorney general was black and the new attorney general is black and a woman, even better. Better not criticize her, or you're sexist too, not just racist. That's a double getting. It's all about blacks in the inner city seeing the feds as the savior, so they'll say federalize, federalize, and the police departments will roll over so they get left alone. If you try to control the border, if you try to arrest drunk drivers or illegals or felons or arsonists like Sheriff Arpaio, you get SWAT teamed and you get federal indictments and federal lawsuits, because the feds work for the private, run-for-profit, federal in-name-only reserve that says it's above the law. So the Federal Reserve's above the law, and no one ever dare talk bad about it. And I guess the president's above the law now. Everything is above the law except the Congress and the people. And the legislature. See, everything that's actually constitutional, is under attack and needs to be dismantled. But we better trust the bureaucracy and the foreign interest, because Alan Greenspan said so, and Al Sharpton, the thug who doesn't even have to pay his taxes. Well, of course, he's a made man. He's the Don Corleone of Brooklyn.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
What's that area of
Alex Jones,
New York City, and one of those moments.
Radio Network.
Harlem. He's the Don of America. He's our Lord and Savior.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why my life?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own. I've also directed Secretary Johnson and Attorney General Holder to identify additional actions my administration can take on our own within my existing legal authorities to do what Congress refuses to do and fix as much of our immigration system as we can.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Establishment knew how to keep corruption down to a minimum because it would eat into production and prosperity. But then the globalists fully adopt eugenics, which is really neo-feudalism, and decided, hey, we'll make everybody poor and dumbed down, stir them up, make them fight with each other, and we'll build the economy around scarcity and set up a predatory system of oppression, and we'll teach them from school how to be obsessed with what color they are or where they came from instead of what they actually stand for, and we will conquer these people, and they will never even know it. And that's exactly what has now happened. I got a bunch of clips I want to get to. A huge trade deal they're ramming through that's not a trade deal at all. It's the North American Union merging with the Pacific Union and the Asian Union, exactly as the Trilateral Commission said they would do. In fact, you guys print me Barry Goldwater's quote from No Apologies in the 70s where he talks about the Trilateral Commission's plan. Thank you. That's a former senator and presidential candidate who almost beat LBJ, and we wouldn't have had the Great Society and all the things that happened and the nightmare that's now unfolded. And I'm going to tie that into Obama saying some communities have odds stacked against them. And then big Jade Helm developments that I'm not going to get to yet, but this is really the anatomy of propaganda that we're going to be dissecting and breaking down here today. But before I go any further, we have the very best Made in America Patriot apparel, Molon Labe in Latin. Come and take it in English, whether it's an M16, AK-47, or a Canon design, Liberty or Death sweatshirts, long sleeve, short sleeve. We've got camouflage, Infowars.com, Don't Tread on Me shirts, the long sleeve Molon Labes that are so popular. Those are finally back in. We've got the second wave of the new independent design. We only print 500 of each. Those are about to sell out. The Molon Labe brass and nickel belt buckles. We're almost out of the one-time run silver coins, and every order gets a free 1776 pin. Every order of those coins, people say, what's that mean? You can explain it to them. We've got a limited amount of the M16 Molon Labe belt buckles as well. And again, women's gold leaf T-shirts that are cut for a woman. They look fabulous on women. You can see Leanne McAdoo there sporting one. And they're very inexpensive for a Made in America shirt. Comparable Made in America gold foil shirts like that would be $60 at the mall. They're $24.95. I can tell you right now, Made in America with gold foil, they cost us about $14. And so usually in clothing, there's a 2-3 times markup. But hey, you want choices? We have Made in Venezuela, Made in Mexico, you know, Made in China, whole section of T-shirts that are a lot less on the site. A lot of them bought from third parties, a lot less expensive, Molon Labe, you name it. If that's your choice, we've got them there. We've got the classics, hundreds of shirts I designed. Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works with Hitler, Stalin, and Mao, a great conversation maker. Hundreds of T-shirts. The Obama Joker limited edition is back. The Army emblem style, Infowars.com, in the TSA, Obamacare with the Apple failure sign. One of the best looking shirts, I think, is the Paul Revere right there. Go ahead and click on that Paul Revere there, up one level. There you go. Your TV viewer, you can see this. That's one of my favorite, just classy, good looking shirts. And if you click on that, you can see the T-shirt enlarged. Spirit of 1776, Infowars.com. And your purchases make this entire transmission possible. We have the water filtration. That's the special we're running right now. ProPure G2 and other systems, 20% off with promo code WATER20 at checkout. You understand, we already have the lowest prices on the certified best quality. There are hundreds of companies out there. And unfortunately, I only carry systems from 5 different companies because they really do have the certifications, they really do have the highest quality, and they don't get returned very often. I'd be carrying all the other brands, some of which we did carry, but just as evidence mounted that some of the systems out there aren't that good or didn't have quality control, I didn't sell filters for a couple years, did a bunch of research, and brought you what I think's the best. They remove or take down to non-detectable levels or down to 999, you name it, hundreds of different chemicals. It varies per chemical. Glyphosate, fluoride. You are insane if you don't filter your water. And your purchase, you get a great price, the lowest out there. You get really high-quality stuff we've researched, and you support this broadcast. It's what I call a 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And there is 20% off those systems at InfoWarsStore.com. There are hundreds of books and hundreds of films on every subject to inform yourself, your homeschooling children, or if you're a teacher and allowed to show films. They've pretty much taken that away with No Child Left Behind. It's all federalized now, where a teacher can't show a particular film if they want to. But you know what? It's just time to start rebelling in these government training camps. We've got it all, InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And we are under massive sustained attack now, as you know. The system is coming after the Liberty Movement. There's a big article on InfoWars.com today. Alexa caught fixing ratings to target anti-Obama news sites. And he did a great article. I contributed a small amount of my names on it. But I think, Paul, you're doing a great job. You should add that Nielsen's been caught fixing ratings for MSNBC and CNN 5 years ago and then again 2 years ago just to show the tissue of lies and the MO of these people. I'd also show Arbitron caught manipulating stuff against certain shows. You can look that up. And I would also, we need to get our graphics department to take InfoWars.com October 1st last year and Alexa side by side and show MSNBC. And on October 1st, we go down, they go up. It's the inverse. On that day. And then you see InfoWars climbing, though we're down in a pit, Drudge climbing down in a pit, Breitbart climbing down in a pit, The Blaze climbing down in a pit, WorldNet Daily climbing down in a pit. And then we show our Google Analytics right next to it with a 30% increase. I mean, it's a fraud. A stinking giant. And, of course, the head of Amazon worships Obama and announced 3 months ago he's working with the CIA, letting him put servers inside to take all your data. Just Google Alexa and the CIA co-locate servers. October 1st. And we have all those graphs. I want to have our graphics department simply take a screenshot of InfoWars in the last year and MSNBC and show them, put them over each other with them going up, us going down. It makes an X. The exact point, October 1st. And then every other site's the same. I mean, that's what's powerful. That's what's over the top. Absolute proof in your face. Now, before I get to the dismantling of the country and the evidence of that, I want to play this clip. Obama, some communities have odds stacked against them. And you know what? That's actually true. But he's not telling you what's stacked against you. We're going to play this and then come back and break it down. Here is who Jamie Foxx calls the Lord and Savior. Notice I haven't talked about the Mayweather fight. It's funny, the $3 bill in my view. People that watched it said it looked fake. And then you got to see Jamie Foxx singing the national anthem, doing a horrible job, I'm told. And just the elite all in their jets to all be seen like a bunch of narcissistic peacocks. I mean, if I was a billionaire, I'd be broadcasting from, like, super cool, you know, fabulous destinations and seeing all the beauty of the world. Wouldn't be hanging around like a peacock up in a tree chirping. But I digress off on a Jamie Foxx. Here is Obama creating disunity, class warfare. Here it is.
We can't guarantee everybody's success, but we do strive to guarantee an equal shot for everybody who's willing to work for it. But what we've also understood for too long is that some communities have consistently had the odds stacked against them. That there's a tragic history in this country that has made it tougher for some. And folks living in those communities, and especially young people living in those communities, could use some help to change those odds. It's true of some rural communities where there's chronic poverty. It's true of some manufacturing communities that have suffered after factories they depended on closed their doors. It's true for young people of color, especially boys and young men. You all know the numbers. By almost every measure, the life chances of the average young man of color is worse than his peers.
Hit pause. I could spend an hour on why Appalachian whites can't get out of poverty and on why blacks can't get out of poverty on average. It's not really true. Blacks are actually becoming some of the wealthiest subgroups and largest upper middle class groups. When it comes to that demographic of upper and nouveau riche, blacks are just exploding. But that's blacks that see through it all and escape it. Dynamic, smart, hardworking, competitive, don't have chips on their shoulders, don't make people feel uncomfortable. They go right to the top. Right to the top. Whether it's journalism or science, corporate sales, CEOs, managers, alpha male black guys who don't have chips on their shoulders make some of the best executives out there. That's well known in corporate America, but I'm digressing. Massive chips on their shoulders, taught to have chips on their shoulders, taught by MTV and the gangster culture since the 70s and 80s to go out and join a gang and to hate everybody and to think everybody's out to get you. I know a lot of white yuppies like that and slackers in Austin who won't work, who are trust fund kids, who are spoiled brats, and they remind me of growing up in Dallas of black people that had chips on their shoulders, I knew, and thought everybody was talking crap to them. But if you look on the graph of the 1960s, black illegitimacy, black crime rates, black bankruptcy, black suicide, on and on and on, it was as low as the whites or lower. Because blacks knew that they'd been screwed over, and they figured something out that Louis Farrakhan talks about. I disagree with a lot of what Louis Farrakhan talks about, but when he says this is true, you want to buy local, you want to build a community, you want to have your own banks, you want to get your clothes cleaned at black-owned shops. I mean, that's one way. If you're going to think whites are all out to get you and do that, and back then the whites were in many areas, and so black people had lower illegitimacy on average in the 20s and 30s and 40s. Then that all changed. The highest in the world, the highest criminal rate, everything. I mean, did white men make gangster rappers always go shoot each other every 2 days in the news? Whether it's some hip-hop event and people shoot each other, or they try to shoot the... Because that's what people see as cool. That's being sold in the white community now. There's like this hip-hop rap country now that's all thugged out. We're like guys with grills in their teeth and long mullets rapping the country. And, I mean, you can go find areas in the country and suburb white areas where it's like some mutation between thug culture from the blacks and thug white trash culture. It's just unbelievably horrible. I'm supposed to embrace all that. I can't stand a black thug or a white thug. They all act just the same. They're all arrested development, crazed looks in their eyes, little kids, think they're tough, attack you. When you start banging their head in the concrete, they always cry for their mama. It's like that movie Spring Break with Franco in it or whatever his name is. That's really how that is. It's disgusting. And I grew up around it. And now it's spreading all over the country. And illegitimacy and the imprisonment. We're just converting to absolute animals, folks, across the board. I mean, what does it say that the main civil rights leader in this country is not somebody like Martin Luther King? It's Al Sharpton. I mean, a guy who wore purple leisure suits and weighed 400 pounds and was an FBI informant, coke dealer. I mean, what a joke. I mean, you know, but just take no responsibility. Let me tell you something. Winners, real winners, cannot be held down. Now, the CIA, you talk about what's really holding blacks back? It did, because it was seen as acceptable by white racists in police departments and the FBI to ship drugs in to black communities and to let prostitution, gambling, and all be in the black community, run by Italian, Jewish, Irish, and WASP mafias. But they would run it in the black communities because whites wouldn't put up with it. and they would go into a bad black area, not a big Christian upper-class black area, but they'd go into the poor black areas, and they set up shop. So that's where a lot of that seed of that culture came from. So, yes, the white man actually did engineer it and is to blame. Here's the news flash. I didn't do anything. I'm not part of it. Most whites were against slavery. We fought a civil war over it. We reversed it. England was the country with Christians that started banning slavery worldwide and invaded parts of Africa and invaded the Middle East to make Arabs stop selling black people. And I'm not bashing Arabs. Don't blame them today. It's just a fact. So that's the reality. Germans weren't freed in some areas of Germania, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, until the 1880s. Do you hear Germans that have a German surname that's linked to that whining? I don't even remember it or know or care. A lot of my ancestors came over here as sharecroppers. Do you hear me talking about it? It is a mindless chip on the shoulder. You add fluoride, vaccines into the mix, you just have a brain-damaged public. I mean, it comes down to that. And so this is social engineering. And if you go back to the Great Society, on the graph in the 60s, that's when the decline of the black community and the rest of the country starts.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
By now, you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, most talk show hosts lean on their callers, like a man losing a boxing match leans on the ropes or grabs his opponent. I said I'd take calls this hour. You notice I haven't, because I've got so much news to get to. I will open the phones up for people that disagree with me in the first 30 minutes of the next hour. then David Knight is joining us with some of the most bombshell testimony ever of the most vicious child abuse you can imagine. We've interviewed a nurse, and it's on record up until 5 years ago, they would not give premature babies vaccines. They would not give pregnant women vaccines. Now we have eyewitnesses to where they know that it's basically maiming and killing them, and they say, get ready to get the trauma unit, the emergency unit in here, get ready to try to save their life. They follow the order, they give them the shots, the baby starts dying on the table in front of them. This is human sacrifice. This is leading children up to idols and throwing them into fiery pits. This is following orders unto death. And the inserts said until 5 years ago, do not give it to a pregnant woman, do not give it to a premature baby. And most of the children go into convulsions. A lot of them die. He'll be joining us bottom of the next hour to break down this, and we're going to air part of this interview with a registered nurse exposing it. And we're going to do more investigative reports. Because of HIPAA laws, you can get indicted, but there's got to be an investigative loophole to be able to get in, because we have sources that want to let us in, basically, to see the babies dying. And I know it's a conspiracy theory to want to save the babies, but all of you out there that worship the government and are into having faith in it, come on. They just cut the fluoride by 50%. They've ordered it removed from pesticide because the proof is it's massacring our brains, our DNA. It's giving us cancer. Evil's running the country. Let's just admit it. But see, the evil's so over the top, people don't want to admit it. Now, what else is hurting black folks that are the main test group inside this country? What else is hurting them? It's hurting everybody. But blacks, more than anybody, in places like Detroit, you name it, former industrial centers, are being annihilated by the North American Union, the TPP, the Pacific Union, the NAU, because they're all written selectively so that only globalist companies can operate until they move overseas or the high-tech visas come in. And by the way, the foreign workers don't have to pay taxes here. Let's go ahead and go to Obama pushing what's really doubling the black unemployment rate.
I've been very clear that TPP is good for American businesses and American workers.
Just like NAFTA?
Regardless of what China's doing. And we will make the case on the merits as to why it will open up markets for American goods, American exports, and create American jobs.
Will you roll Al Gore out again instead of inventing the Internet?
Defensive agreement. This is something that is going to be part and parcel of our broader...
But we're not allowed to see it.
...moving forward.
The Federal Reserve's above the law.
95% of the world's...
The private corporate boards are above the law. Only the police. They have to be under federal control. Okay, let's go to Boehner. The Republicans, by the way, are quietly supporting this, but Boehner acting like he's not for it to full constituents. Here's the Speaker of the House.
The President needs trade promotion authority to continue... to try to get an agreement with the Asians on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Hillary Clinton was for trade promotion authority. Hillary Clinton is for the trade bill with the Asians. She just won't say so. And the fact is the president needs her help in order to get Democrat votes in the House and Senate to get this passed.
You think some House Democrats look at the...
Boehner's on something.
She's on the ballot. I better...
Every Democrat leader...
Word is, he's a cokehead.
...Congress is opposed to the president's position. Now, listen, we've got a majority here in the House and the Senate, but we can't do this by...
How many hookers a week do you think
now, we're going to carry the bulk of the vote.
All right, we're going to go to break.
Promotion authority done for them.
Again, he acts like he's for our jobs. He acts like earlier he was against it. Now he's for it. I mean, here they come. They're both parties screwing us over. Let's just have a race war instead, huh? That's what they're pushing. Big second hour coming up.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWars Live.